Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
I am.
Thank you very much. It won't take long. What is your current official party voter registration on file with your county election office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you. When there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time, some of the time, rarely, or never?
When the poll door is cracked, I'm headed that way.
So how should I record that? Always, most of the time?
I never miss an election. If you don't vote, you need to shut your whining mouth. You ain't got no excuse to complain.
Just so we can get recorded, can you please tell me if it's always or most of the time?
Always.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry about that, but we needed it on record. Now, do you recognize the name Donald Trump?
I do.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Donald Trump?
Favorable.
What about Rick Scott? Do you recognize the name?
I do.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Rick Scott?
Unfavorable.
Do you recognize the name Ron DeSantis?
I do.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Ron DeSantis?
Favorable.
Do you recognize the name Keith Gross?
Steve who?
Keith Gross.
No, I don't think I know who that is.
Okay, that's fine. We'll move on. If the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
Whoever's on the Republican ticket.
Both are Republican, I believe.
Are they?
So between Keith Gross and Rick Scott, who would you choose?
I guess I would have to educate myself about Mr. Gross. Is that what his name is?
Yes. Okay, that's fine.
I don't know much about the man, but I don't like Rick Scott.
Okay. So it's funny you say that because the next question is, do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida's U.S. Senator?
No, not really.
That would be
I don't approve of his politics, no.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
Well, if he's truly a Republican, and all Republicans are in favor of less government and less government control, I'd have to give him a favorable review for that.
So that would be approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Approve. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
But again, I'm not. I would have to educate myself about what Mr. Scott's done.
Okay, that's fine. We can move on.
I don't like answering questions about things or certain things about certain people.
Yeah, that's fine. Now, we're about to be finished. Just a few more questions. During the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee. and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
Probably less likely.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I'm going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary elections for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
I guess I'm going to have to do some research.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how should I record it? Neither? Or...
if it were held today, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I would probably
okay,
not
that's
vote
fine.
For Scott.
Okay, that's fine. And now, what is your age, just for demographic purposes? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 and plus?
65.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian? Black or African American? Hispanic or Latino? Asian or other?
I guess I would be Caucasian, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No. Although my mother's Mexican.
Oh. Oh, well, thank you. In terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
There is no something else, and I definitely identify as male.
Okay, thank you very much. And that was the last question for our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and have a wonderful night, sir.
You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.